Hey, honey, can we talk? Ever since you told me about your cuckold fantasies last week, my mind has been racing. I'm so glad you opened up to me. I think this can be a really good thing for our marriage. You said yourself, our sex life hasn't exactly been fulfilling for either of us lately. If we do this, you can live out your wildest, kinkiest dreams, and I can get my needs met too. So, just like you suggested, I downloaded a hookup app to see if there might be someone on there that interests me. I spent a bit of time browsing through the profiles on there, and I've got to be honest, there are a lot of options. I haven't given much away on my profile, and I only uploaded a body shot, not my face. But I have just been inundated with messages. Honestly, I've had hundreds. The guys on there really seem to like seeing my little body in that white, lacy underwear set that you bought me for Christmas a few years ago. I can barely keep up with all the attention. I've even started talking to a few of the guys on there. You don't mind, do you, honey? Good. I thought you'd be okay with it. I read through all the messages and got back to a few of them who had attached some pictures. My God, you wouldn't believe it, baby. Rock-hard abs and cocks to match. While you were at the bar last night, I actually had a bit of fun with one of them. He'd sent me a picture of his gorgeous gym-fit torso, and I just had to reply. Honestly, honey, he looked like a fucking Greek god. I couldn't believe it. After I got back to him with some flirty emojis, he sent me a video of him slowly stroking his big, thick cock. I think it must have been at least 8 inches long. Fuck, he got me so horny I had to get out my vibrator. I laid back on the bed, slid it all the way in, and imagined I was cucking you with him. And you know what, baby? I came. Oh, I came so fucking hard thinking about having sex with another guy. It's the most turned on I think I've been in months. This fantasy of yours has got me really excited. So am I going to invite him over to fuck me in real life? To be honest, baby, no. After I'd cleaned up and calmed down, I got to thinking, and it made me realize something. This guy I had been messaging looked amazing in his photos and videos. But what if he turns out to be some crazy stalker in real life? I don't know anything about him other than his cock size. If we're going to do this, I want to feel safe. I'm not just going to get that from some stranger we met on the internet. I think I'd feel much more comfortable if we pick somebody we already know. Have you got anyone in mind? I mean, I know you said you'd fantasized about me fucking my boss. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure he'd jump at the chance if he thought I were interested. I've seen the way he looks at me when I come into the office wearing a pencil skirt or a tight dress and heels. But that would be way too complicated. I can't just have sex with someone I work with. Your friends, Steve and Phil? Come on, are you kidding? I'm sure they've daydreamed about it. They wouldn't last 5 minutes with me. I'd eat them alive. If I wanted to ride a 5-inch dick and go to bed frustrated. Well, I've already got that with you, don't I? I need someone who's going to really satisfy me, right? Else we're right back where we started. I want something really special. So, I've got an idea. Someone who we know in real life. And that I'll feel comfortable with. Someone who I know will really satisfy me. Someone who can make your cuckold fantasies come true. But I don't think you're gonna like it, baby. I think I should call my ex-boyfriend, Shane. Come on, calm down. I mean, I think it makes sense. Listen, I know he's been a bit of an asshole to you in the past, but this would just be sex, right? It's not like we're going to start hanging out with him all the time. Yes, I know. I remember when he spanked me right in front of you at the club and almost started a fight. And yes, I know he kind of bullied you in high school, but come on. That was all years ago. Aren't you over all that by now? And hey, since I've slept with him before, my body count wouldn't even go up. It really would be the safest, easiest, and best way for me to fulfill your fantasy. You want that, right, baby? To finally get cucked, like you told me you've been wanting all this time. Baby, are you? Are you getting a little hard thinking about it? Come on, don't deny it. Let me feel it. You are. You're getting hard thinking about being my cuckold, aren't you? It's all getting a little more real now, right? Look, I know Shane wouldn't be your first choice, but come on. Let me help make your mind up. There are some details about my relationship with him that I just never told you about. How big is he? Oh, babe. Are you sure you want to hear this? All right. The truth is, his cock is one of the reasons I suggested him. Shane's got the biggest cock I've ever been with, including you, honey. I used to always have to blow him first before we had sex because unless my pussy was super wet and his cock was really sloppy, I would really struggle to fit him inside of me. But I didn't mind that. I fucking loved getting my lips around it and worshipping him. I would lick him up and down and stare up into his eyes while I did it so he could see how much I was lusting for him. My God, he is huge. He used to make my mascara run when he held the back of my head and really picked up the pace. My poor little throat could barely take it, but that would just make my pussy throb even stronger and make me feel desperate to feel him inside of me. God, I've never known a man like it. He's more than twice as big as you, baby. Do you think you can handle seeing me with a cock that size? Oh, there's something else I never told you about my relationship with him. He had a bit of a kink of his own. Cuckolding. Are you kidding? No, baby, that's a fetish for guys like you. Shane's thing was that he loved using handcuffs on me. Once I'd sucked his cock, he'd throw me face down on the bed, cuff my hands behind my back. And damn, baby. Oh, once he'd got me like that, he could do whatever he wanted with me. I was completely powerless to resist. Not that I ever wanted to. He would manhandle me into whatever position he felt like and just had his way with me. One of his favorite things to do was to have me bent over the bed, hands cuffed behind my back, and then he'd make me do anal. It felt so humiliating, knowing he was just using my asshole like that, especially when my pussy was just aching to feel his cock. I think he really got off on teasing me like that, knowing how desperate I was to get my pussy filled. Well, he was just fucking me in the ass like I was a cheap plaything to him. He would have his hands on my hips, holding me down, and he'd spank me hard every time I moaned, like he wanted to remind me who was in charge. Sometimes he'd pull my hair into a ponytail and make me call him Daddy. He would pound me long and hard. He's got so much stamina, babe. He used to wear me out. I was a broken mess when he was done with me. There's only so many orgasms you can have in one session before you pretty much just pass out. I know I've never let you do anal, but guys like Shane just exude that dominant personality, which makes me want to submit to them. Plus, that was just his thing. Yours is cuckolding, and I'm doing that for you, right, baby? So what do you think? Can I cuckold you with my ex-boyfriend, Shane? Oh, thank you, baby. You're the best. I knew you'd see what a good idea this is. I'm gonna text him right now. I haven't spoken to him in years. I really hope he hasn't changed his number. I know just what to send him to get his attention. Do you still have those handcuffs, Daddy? Oh my God, babe, I'm so nervous. We're really doing this. Thank you so much for suggesting this. I think your cuckold fantasy is gonna help save our marriage. I only wish you'd brought it up sooner. That's him. Oh, he's texting me back already. Let me read it out to you. I knew you'd come crawling back on your hands and knees for me sooner or later. Is that loser husband of yours not measuring up? I'm free tonight if you want to remind yourself what you've been missing. But you should know. I'm going to want to punish that tight little ass of yours for being a cheating whore. If you come over, I'm going to treat you like a total fucking slut. Oh my God, baby. Fuck. Holy shit. Feel my panties. They're fucking soaked. Babe, I want this. No, I mean it. I really want this. Like, now. I've still got his address. Can you drive me over to his place? Please. Oh my God, thank you so much, honey. Let's go make your cuckold fantasy a reality, okay?